Old Tracy's into tantric sex. She wraps her legs around your neck. She invites you to join in her spiritual quest to be the best you've tasted yet. Invoking Kali and Shiva too, she fucks until her skin turns blue. It's a love transmission through her to you. The sacred sexual secrets of ancestral Hindu as passed to her through her guru. She's an illuminated alchemist, a true life transcendentalist, subversive supersensualist, an unrepentant hedonist. He'll deliver you up to the ultimate bliss with two fingers up your asshole and a kiss on the lips. Her stunning cunt does cunning stunts. It eats two men a day for lunch, regurgitates them once a month. Oh, she's a Kali Durga Chila, she's in the know. She'll realign your chakras in just one blow. Not THC, LSD, MDMA, or 2CB, or Special K, or GHB can reach the heights of ecstasy of suburbia nirvana with R. Tracy. Oh, she is every woman and you are every man, glowing in the knowledge of the master plan. The serpent is crowned, there is blood on the moon. It feels like the world could end real soon as neighbors bash upon the walls. Keep it down in there! They jealously call, but lost in light and love and lust. To them you are oblivious. Tracy's into tantric sex and shows no signs of tiring yet. Unfettered by imposed taboos, there's nothing that she will not do, because the mores of our society mean nothing at all since she spent that weekend in Nepal and met the crazy wise sadhu on the top of a mountain who showed her just what she'd been missing out on. To live, to lust, to love and to laugh, beginning her journey on the left hand path. Now Tracy's into tantric sex. She uses it to hex and vex ex-boyfriends who pay no respect.